We are learning the Sechtes Gittin Daf Mem Dalad Amam Beis, and we're beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Dalad Amam Aleph. Boi Yimine Rabbi Yirmiyam Rabbi Asi, Mocha Avdoi Umeis. If someone sells his Eved to a non-Jew, and Halacha is, there's a Knas, they have to be Poida, the Eved goes Lecheris, but here, the person who sold the Eved died, Umeis. Maus Yiknesu Es Bnei Afrova. Do you give a Knas to his son and make the son redeem the Eved or not? That's the Rashi of the Shaila of Doisai. That's Pashut, that if the Eved runs away, you have to give a get shikur, because the money already was puck already when he sold it. But the shaila is he mechuyev to be paided for all that money? Is there a knas on the son as well? So the Gemara is going to bring in that there's two other places in Shas we have such a shaila. There's one place is by Bechar. The halacha is that a Bechar has to be brought as, belongs to the Kayin, but has to be brought as a carbon. But if it gets a mum, then the Kayin could shecht it and eat it. So a lot of times there was a chash that the Kayin will make a mum on the Bechar, therefore he doesn't bring the carbon, use it for his meat, he'll have meat for the whole year, a whole year's supply of meat. So if someone does that, that makes a mum, the knas is, they cannot shecht it forever, that's the knas. And the Gemara is the same shayla there, what about the son of the Kayin who made this mum, is if he dies, is the son mutter in this Bechar? So im tim tzalaimar tzorim oizim bechar, if someone makes a mum in a bechar or makes any daughters come to an aparav, even if you pass in that shayla, that there's a knas on the son, you could say that it's not a dimin to hear, because there mishum the sura deraisi, it's a isra deraisi, it says it's a pasuk called mum lo yiyaboy, that's why you give a knas even to the son. Ava hocha, but here, by a eved, a sura derabana, hocha sura derabana, it's isra derabana to sell a eved to a guy, and therefore you could say that by, there's no xera but a son, even if there you pass in this xera but a son, you could say here's different. And the Gemara goes further on base. Another example of a knas is that if someone plans a project that will end on Chol HaMoed, and therefore now will be mutter to do a Chol HaMoed because it's Dava Avod, because he started the project already. But the halacha is, if it's mechaven to start the project now to finish on Chol HaMoed and be het and hetter because it's Dava Avod, that is also to do. And the knas is we don't allow him complete the project. So what happens if he dies before Yom Tov? Could his son finish the project now to Dava Avid? Or you say the same knas on the father's on the son. So if intim tzalei may keep him alakta amayi the meis loikon tzvun aharav, even if you say in that shayla that the psak is that there's no knas on the son, maybe he, by us is worse. Mishim lo avad esura. There you didn't do issa yet. The issa is going to come. Hachom mai, with the day kanzer abanon, here where the issa was done already, do you make knas only for the father? Less, he's not here anymore. Is a knas on the moment, and therefore the son will be chayav to pay it. And the money is around. So Gemara shaila is really three shailas. The shaila, what's the halacha by a bechar? The guy with knas on the son. What's the halacha by mekivim alachta moed? If you mechavim pachal moed, what's the halacha of the son? And the third case is by us, by eved. What's the halacha by a eved? And we said even if you pay those shailas, it won't be a raya to the case of eved. Amalei, I'll bring you a raya to all the shailas. Tanisua, we have here a mafurisha mishnah about this. Sodosh in a skavtsa of a shvius, a field that someone went ahead and he took out the kaitzim on shvius, which they take out the thorns. It's a way of helping it grow. It's issa of like zareya, but it's not a deraistiga issa. Taking out it's like pruning. Taking out the thorns is not a deraistiga issa. But the loch is if someone does it on shvius, tishul amas shvius. We do not allow him to plant anymore on shvius. No. If he took out the kaitzim, tizlon shvias, there's no knas. We allow him to plant a matzah shvias, even though he started clearing the karka on shvias, still you allow, there's no knas. You allow it to be planted a matzah shvias. But netayvya in edarya, but if he did other work, netayvya Rashi learns means you fertilized the field with wagons and real fertilizing, or darya means that they, deva hema, you fertilized it. Either way, if you did fertilizing, the halacha is there is a knas. Loi tizra l'matzah shvius. You cannot do it. You cannot plant the matzah shvius. From Rabbi Yosi Rabbi China, Naktina, we have a kavala that tiva umeis. If he dies, benoy zayra, the son could do it. Alma l'idei kancha bonah, really kancha bonah. He's only knas on him and not on his son, and therefore it's a riot to everything. Why is it a riot to everything? Because this Isser of Netayv and Adaria, according to Rashi, Zev, Bimazabal the field, is a tolda of Chayrish, and that's the Raisa. Tosfos learns actually the word Netayvya means Chayrish, and that's the Raisa. Al Kaponim, you did an Isser the Raisa, and it says over here that even by Isser the Raisa, you don't make Knas on the son. So therefore, it's a raya to for sure to the case of kim lachta moyed, and it's a raya to the case of which is the rabbanon pashas, and it's a raya to the issa of tsarim oizim bechar, where someone made a hole in the bechar's ear to make him a mum. It's a raya to both those cases that gabi the child is no knas. What about gabi eved? Maybe you say eved still worse because eved you mafkiyim for mitzvahs every day. Zok Tosfos, they usually shvius is more chamor because people mazals with shvius, and by shvius we didn't make a knas on the son. For sure, by every other case, there is no knas on the son. Omar Abaya, on the child, there's no knas on the child. Omar Abaya, Naktinon, we have a Kabbalah, we know, Timit Har Shechaveroi Umeis, Lekonjabon Ne'achro. Even though Allah is, if someone's metame, the tyrus of his friend, nothing really happened to it. He just let a sheretz touch it. So now it's tame, and now let's say it's chuma, it's puzzle. It's not really a hezek nicker. But the Allah is, we paskin, that Midarabon at least, hezek she'e nicker. Is a knas der abonim, but they didn't make a knas on the child. Loy konsu abonim bnei achra. My time hezek and nikolosh mehezek. We konsu abonim. Well, they konsu. They made a knas for the son. Konsu abonim lebrele konsu abonim. They make a knas for him, and they did not make a knas for the son. They konsu abonim lebrele konsu abonim. There's no knas on the child. Therefore, the child does not have to pay the hezek and nikolosh of the father. So, talking more about it, going to the second part of the Mishnah. First part of the Mishnah was selling to non-Jew. We just had a whole omen about that. What about if you sell it to Chutz Laaretz? You sell the Eved to Chutz Laaretz, the lach is that it goes to Lecheris. We'll see the Gemara momentarily. It means Lekeach has to free the Eved. The one who bought him, the one who lives in Chutz Laaretz and bought him, you have to free him. Tell him about him. Hamaych Avdel Chutz Laaretz, Yotz Lecheris, if someone gets Shukher. Mirabi Shani. He goes to Lecheris and he needs to get Shukher from the second rabbi, from the person who bought it. Rav Shimon Milaymer, Pa'amim Yotza, or Pa'amim Lo Yotza. Ketzad. Pam yotza upamim lo yotza. Keitzer omar pliny avdi mecharti ulipliny antuchi. Sometimes it goes out, sometimes it does not go out. Sometimes it goes out, sometimes it does not go out. Lo yotza. So when does it go out? Keitzer omar pliny avdi mecharti ulipliny antuchi lo yotza. If the shtar says I'm selling my eved to pliny antuchi, no, the pliny the Italian lo yotza. He does not go out lecheris because there it could be. He sold it to the guy in Eretz Yisrael, and he was called the Italian because he lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he was from Italy. But who said he was going to bring the Eved to Italy? So there's no raya that he knew that this Eved is going to Chutz Laaretz. La Antuchia should be Antuchia. But if he writes in the Shtar, I'm selling it to the person, the Antuchia, who lives in Antuchia, which is in Chutz Laaretz, then Yatza. Then he goes out Lecheris. That is one brisa. So one brisa is clearly Lekeach has to free him. And it's and Rav Shimon Mila said it depends what the star says. If the star says Stam Lepleni Antuchi, maybe it means the Italian guy who lives in Eretz Yisrael, lives in Braybrak. But if it's not Antuchi, Shem Antuchi, the Italian who lives in Italy, then he goes out. Break the Marva. Italian, the price is different. Italian, another price says Mechatiru Lantuchi Yotza. If it says in the star that I sold it to an Italian Yotza Lantuchi Ashar Balud, it's the Italian that lives in Lud in Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yotza. Then you don't go out. So it's mashma only if you say Ashari Balud, but Stam Italian means he lives in Italy. Like Kasha, Hodlisay based in Eretz Yisrael, Hodlisay Shpiz in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Tchalk. If the guy has a house in Eretz Yisrael, even if you write La Antuchi, what it means is the Italian, because you see he has a house in Eretz Yisrael. But, and there, only time it's a problem of selling the Chutz Laaretz is if you write the Italian that lives in Italy. But the second price, the only case, where he has no house in Eretz Yisrael, he's just staying here in a hotel. So there, it's just saying Antuchi already means he lives out of Eretz Yisrael. And the only way we see from the start that he lives in Eretz Yisrael, if he says, Antuchi that's just below, that's from Lod. So to Maravaita, Bar Rabbi Yirmiya. Ben Bavel shnos Isha Eretz Yisrael. It means you have a Ben Bavel who marries the Isha Eretz Yisrael, and the Isha brings in her Nechasim. Now, if it brings her Nechasim, it's like a Mechira, because the husband, it's still like a Lekeach in the properties of his wife. So technically, if she's masking to marry a Ben Bavel and she brings in Avodim, it's like you sold the Avodim Chutz Laaretz. That's what it's like. Because he's going to Chutz Laaretz. So the Shaila is there Knas or not? Ben Bavel shnos Isha Beretz Yisrael, and he's planning on going back. V'chnis lo Avodim v'shvach, he's a daita lachser, plans on going back to Bavel. Mao, is that considered selling to Chutz Laaretz? Gemara says, I'm a clear Shaila in two different amount of the Omer. This is my chlekes, when it comes to Nichsei Tzaren Barzal, like Avodim, you bring in Avodim, what happens after they get divorced? Do you just give back the Eved? Or, when the Nichsei Tzaren Barzal, when you bring in the Eved, you figure out how much his value is, and then, when they get divorced, you have to pay that value. And maybe you could say, I'm keeping the Eved, I'm just paying you for it. Could you do that or not? So I'm like this. One of them says, Adini Ma, she gets to take back her things, and the husband can't say, I'm giving you money. And so, the other man says, no, I didn't imoy, he'd give money instead. So Gemara says the shalos we both mandi on. Now tibur the mandi madin ima, tibur the mandi madin ima, tibur the mandi madin ima. Even if you mandi madin ima, which she gets it, still you could clear and say here maybe it's a mechira. Why? I want to keep in the din ima because it's adam. It's like hers. It's not called a mechira. I don't want to keep in the mishavu lei lepeire since there's a shibud to him. And he could use this kiddi deidam. It's like his, and they said like he sold it to chutzlarts. Viti brother mandim adinimoy, given the adinimoy kiddi deidam. It's like he sold it to him because if he wants after divorce he could keep it and pay for it. Adama kimin like kani legufe. Since the mindset was not kani yet, what's the raya? If he dies, or if he divorces her and he has no other money, then she gets it. So it's really hers, really. So maybe could adult them until like hers, teiku, staying with a shayla. So we're not sure, okay, it's weird. Someone gets married, brings in avodim, what's the status? Is that considered like a soul to chutzlaretz or not? Omra avod, shoni li Rav Yechanan, evet shiyotza acha rabbi l'surya. The halacha is when you sell evet to surya, it's like selling to chutzlaretz. I had it earlier on in the Masechta, that if you're selling to surya, it's like selling to chutzlaretz, and there's knasti also. So evet shiyotza acha rabbi l'surya, umachar oisham rabbi. And right there, the rabbi, the master, sold him. Halacha is yotza lecheres, he goes free. So eved that rabbi, he went after rabbi surya bedas, he walked out together with the rabbi, he didn't abstain, he didn't make a fuss, he went with surya, and there the rabbi sold him to chutz laretz, or sold him somewhere in surya, wherever it was, yotza lecheres. And we don't say that he went up bedas, so he loses his chutz to go lecheres, because he went up bedas. So that's halacha. But Tani Rav Chia, Iber Eschuse. Rav Chia says another thing. No, he doesn't go to Cheres. Iber Eschuse, we do say that once he went out of Badas, he loses his chus to go free. So it's a stiru. Like Kasha, Kancha Das Rabbi Lachzar, Kancha Das Rabbi Lachzar. Which means like this. That when the master went out to Surya, his plan was to come back. So that the Eved went with him is not a Raya. Because he wasn't planning. He was just going on vacation. He's planning on coming back. So it's not a Raya. So there, if now the rabbi sells him, he goes to Cheres. But if the rabbi was planning on staying in Surya, and the Eved did not make a fuss, he went with him, he went with Daitoy, then there's no Knas anymore, because he went out himself. He went his own volition. And therefore, there in that case, will not be Cheres, Ibir Eschuse. Now Tosis asks, that what's the case of our Mishnah of selling to Chutz Laretz? So Tosis, the bottom Tosis here. I'm telling you, Hechi Domi our Mishnah, I Oz Menafshe, Ibir Eschuse, Kedom Eshmeitzim, the Valkorche Yechol Atzir, you can't take him out. So what's going on? So he says, place is like this. If I'm an Eretz Shal and I sell my Eved to Chutz Laretz, even before he leaves, there's a Knas already. Because we're scared maybe they're going to talk him into leaving. He doesn't have to leave, but maybe they're going to talk him into leaving. Therefore, right away, Allah is Yosel Cheres. Right when you sell the Eved, even before he leaves. But here we're talking about a case where they left together. And Shiloh's had a look at it. Did he go Medas or not? So that's totally, and died the lapse or not. But Tanya will bring a Raya from a Brisa. First, we have a little cash on the Brisa, and then we'll say this Brisa is Mamash Raya to this. But Tanya went to the Brisa. Yoitze Eved Acha Rabbi L'Surya. Eved goes after his master L'Surya. Freight the Gemara. I'm stopping you in the middle of the Brisa. What's Yoitze Eved? Yoitze L'Sagid L'Nafik. He has to go out. But now we're into the Mishnah. Ve'ena Komet Siyim. You can't take anyone, force anyone to leave Eretz Yisrael. You can't force Eved to leave Eretz Yisrael. Elo, this you read the Brisa. Yotza Eved. If he went out, or Eved Yotza. Acha Rabbi L'Surya, Makar Rabbi Shom, Imdas Rabbi L'Avsar. If the plan was to come back there to Shal Kaif and Oisai, so then it's considered a Knas because the Eved didn't go Medas. Imdas Rabbi L'Avsar, in Kaif, you don't force him to free the Eved, Lekach to free the Eved because the Eved left Eretz Yisrael on his own volition. Zok Tumar Abaita. Omrav Onon, Shamit Meidim Arashmuel Tarati. I heard two things from Arashmuel, I'm not sure which one is going on. And we'll see, we'll explain this. I heard two things from Shmuel. Chodahach, I heard this halacha of our Mishnah that says that if you sell an Eved l'chutz laretz, he forced the rabbi Sheni to give a get shekher. Ve'idach the itmar, another thing we heard from Shmuel is this. Hamoichas deus as yoyim. Halacha is, we sell stei achuza. So yoyivol goes back to the moicher, goes back to the seller. So what happens if you sell a field on yoyivol itself? What's the halacha? Hamoichas deus as yoyivol atzma. Rabba mamachur v'yaitza, it's sold, and it automatically goes back to him automatically. So it means basically the lekech loses his money. It's not even sold. Okay, that's what Shmuel says. Bechada. Now Rav Aron says, I heard about these two things: the case of our Mishnah and this case where ain't a mechuru kalika by selling his field v'yovel. Bechada hadris vini. One of them I heard that the money gets returned. Bechada loy hadris vini. One of them I heard the money does not get returned. V'lo yadahem and I. I'm not sure which one's which. Now Rashi asks, I can figure it out because if Shmuel holds that you lose your money by Meichas Devash Nasi Yevel, so isn't that exactly like Rav that says Mechura V'yaitza? that it's sold, which means the money goes through. It's a good transaction, but it goes back to the Erebus. So if Shmuel says the same thing, so it's same. It's, what's the difference? If Shmuel also holds that the money is lost, so what's the difference between Shmuel and Rab? So Rashi answers, Nafgul B is, if you use Kinyan Agav, look at when you sell something, you can makna together with it, metalflim. So if you use Kinyan Agav, according to Rav, it'll work, it's a mechira. According to Shmuel, it's not a mechira. That would be Nafgul to Rav and Shmuel. So that's not a raya. So Rav Ona is not sure in which case, our Mishto, does Lekech get his money back? Or by the case of Sedeos, one of them gets the money back, one of the others doesn't. I'm not sure which one it is. That's what Rav Onan says. I'm Rav Yosef. Next thing, now let's figure it out. Mitoni Bebrais, it says in the Brais we just learned, Hamoich Agul Chuzar, Yosel Cheris, he goes free, Vitzarach gets Shichra of a Rav Sheni. The Lekeach has to give a get Shichra. Obviously, the Lekeach owns him now. So obviously, the money is not a Mekhtayis. Money stays. Shemami, no, Kandi Rav Sheni. It's not a Mekhtayis. And the money is a good transaction. So it comes out for sure by our Mishnah, the Lekech does not get his money back. And Mechiyama Shmuel, when Shmuel says you do get your money back, that's by Eina Mechura Kol Iker, or there is nothing. Hosam Eina Mechura, Umay is Chayzun. And the money goes back. Zog Tamar Avaita, what's Rav Ono on the top of Mechayim Ralph? Rav Ono didn't know. Rav Ono Braisa Lishmile, he didn't notice Braisa that the Rabbi Sheni gives to get Shechra. So Rav Ono is another cash of even the Shmuel, why can't he take from Shmuel himself? Shmuel says, Eina Mechura Kol Iker. So of course the money goes back, it's not sold. But even the Shmuel, that Shmuel said that's not sold doesn't sure mean automatically the money goes back. Because maybe what it means is it's not sold and the money is vatana. Where do you find such a thing? You find if someone's Makarish's sister, which is not chal, what happens to the money? And the money goes back. Shmuel says that the money is matana. Rav says it's like a pekadim to get the money back. Shmuel says money is matana. You find Shmuel has a deal, money is matana. So you could have learned that by the case of Yovel, ain't a mechura and the money is matana. Kamash will not know that there it is chayzer, because we see by the case of an eved that there it's not chayzer, because you see he's the one who gives the shkeit shichur. And that's, I know one of them Shmuel said money goes back, one not. Since we know by the kach of the rabbi it doesn't go back, so it must be by mechiras Yovel it does go back.